Majesty, Lisa Muller, Your Excellency, the High Commissioner of India, Mr. Rout, on behalf of the Director, my colleague, the President of FNUSA, Mr. Kenton Lal, distinguished judges, but most importantly, contestants, the 14 contestants we've got tonight, their friends and families, welcome to Fiji National University. I'll be very brief. We are delighted to have been given the opportunity, along with our student association, to host tonight's event, which is the second season of the Champs. We're delighted. I think we're so pleased for two different reasons. One is we're the national university, and it's very important that we connect and support our communities and our young people. But secondly, the university will turn 10 years old in 2020, and we're beginning to look to our second decade. So as you see on this campus, there's a lot of building work. We're building a new gymnasium over here. There's a new business school going up here. But we're starting to look further ahead. And as we think about the next 10 years, we're starting to think about creativity and the role of the creative industries. You'll know that, those of you that know the university, that FNU has got very strong vocational roots. You know, it's always been a university that's been very focused on preparing people for jobs, engineering, doctors, dentists, teachers, lawyers, and so on. But as we look to the future, what we see is, you know, the advent of so-called Industry 4.0, the rise of artificial intelligence, robotics, the Internet of Things, big data, that are transforming the way our world looks. I've got in my dining room a little device called an Echo Dot. The Echo Dot costs about $50. And it sits there and you tell it what you want. So you say, Alexa, what time is it? Alexa, what's the weather forecast for tomorrow in Suva? Alexa, play this music. Alexa, get the radio for me. What it's done at a stroke is it means most of the stuff in my house, my radio, you know, my hi-fi, some of my stuff, is all irrelevant. It doesn't matter anymore, I don't need it. And the same thing is going to happen to many jobs. Many of the jobs that we're currently training people for will disappear because we won't need all sorts of professions that can be taken over by AI and robotics. Now, what can't be taken over is those things that require our humanity, our creativity. And so we're increasingly thinking about the future as a future in which we focus on, you know, the creative industries. Now, one of our judges, our distinguished judges here, Arun, is a close colleague of mine. He runs our television production department. And a couple of years ago, maybe about 4 years ago now, they produced a season called The Spice of Life. And some of you will have seen it. In fact, I believe our MC was actually one of the stars of that series. And Aaron has been, nagging me ceaselessly to make a second series. And, you know, what in conversations we've had, I've said to him, I'm interested in doing this, but as part of the relaunch of creative arts at Fiji National University. So we've designed a school of creative arts, a building that will come up over here, to be the heart of the creative arts industry in Fiji. And what I'm really interested in is, you know, when I talk to everyone and say, okay, you're going to make the Spice of Life, but where's the department in Fiji that's teaching creative writing, that's teaching script writing? Where's the acting school? Where's the school that makes the set design? Where is the school that teaches fashion and teaches costume? And of course, none of it's there. You know, there's a whole area that we need to support. So that's why I think, you know, we're so interested to try and get behind the young people here tonight who are going to be, you know, the creative industry stars of the future, because that's where we think the future will increasingly lie. So to all of the contestants, good luck. I think it must be pretty daunting to get up and sing. I would rather cut my wrists. So I'm very, very, very kind of inspired by you and by your kind of bravery and your talent. And I'm looking forward to the evening. So can I thank you for inviting me.